Andrew Miller. Andrew, first up, can talk about the game today. What did you have going for you? How did you feel?
You know, it felt pretty good. Went out there and, you know, it was kind of a game where I had to battle through a lot of innings. But, you know, we, you know, managed, was able to get by and, you know, made some nice plays behind me. And, you know, it's just, you know, we'll take a win anytime we can get it.
How did you get out of that tough jam in the fifth? Can you go over it?
The fifth, well, you know, fortunately overran the bag, so that was a nice out to pick up. But, you know, like I said, I think just, you know, was able to get soft contact when we wanted it. And, you know, like I said, guys made some great plays.
How important was that strikeout of Walker there?
You know, in a situation like that, anytime you get it, that's obviously, you know, what you're trying to do. And, you know, fortunately was able to pick one up there.
Do you feel more confident in this start than the last start? And is that growing?
I mean, a little bit. I think, you know, anytime you have a good outing or, you know, the team wins a game, obviously it's something, you know, good to build on. But, you know, I just more felt like I was just kind of carrying over what I'd been working on in the past. And, you know, it's been pretty good.
Can you talk about your confidence level now? After two strong starts, do you feel like you'll be here for a while?
You know, I'm taking one start at a time, and I'll prepare for each one the same. And, you know, just trying to go out there and throw strikes and give us a chance to win the game.
You talked about carrying over what you did in Pawtucket. How much are you trying to consciously do that and not just because you're here now and not there, you know, trying to continue doing the same thing?
I mean, to be honest with you, the routine that I put together down there, I'm keeping here. And, you know, I think, you know, like I said, when I came up, I was confident with the way I was throwing the ball there. And, you know, I felt like it would carry over here. So there's no reason to really change anything. Still just, you know, keep fine-tuning things. And, you know, I'll work between outings. But, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, things are going the right direction. Yeah, it's changed up a little bit, and it's, you know, I think it's helped me go out and get the game started, and you know, go out and be aggressive, and just you know, feel settled in from the beginning.
How conscious are you about the need to be mechanically sound? You're a big guy. How conscious?
Right now, not really worrying about too much, you know, too many mechanical things. Just trying to compete and go out there and throw the ball over the plate, and good things will happen.
Do you vary how often you throw your changeup from start to start, or is it pretty much the same?
Didn't throw as many today because, to be honest, I didn't feel like it was as good. And, you know, I think, you know, there's always going to be days like that where, you know, the breaking ball's better or the changeup's better or command of one or the other is not there. So, you know, I think today, you know, Salty and I had adjusted and, you know, we threw a couple early. It just didn't seem like it was the best pitch for me today.
How nice was it to you stop a four-game losing streak?
You know, I think just going out there just try to win every game. I mean, it's, you know, I want to go out there and do the same thing I'm going to do regardless of what's happened the previous game or four games or 10 games, whatever it is. I'm going to go out there and keep with my routine and, like I said, try to pitch as deep into the game and give us a chance to win.